This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Most of Colorado's U.S. House members voted for a temporary spending bill to keep the government open. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Despite reservations over the two different dates for when this next stopgap expires, all of Colorado's Democratic representatives, as well as Republican Doug Lamborn, voted to keep the government funded. Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo says it's about being responsible and avoiding a shutdown. She added it also helps that the bill keeps the current levels of spending.
It's important, I think, that they are not slashing funding, that there's no poison pills in there.
But that's exactly why Republicans like Lauren Boebert and Ken Buck voted against the bill. It didn't cut spending or include conservative policy changes. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver City Council amended more than $14 million for the city's budget next year. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports that's a big difference from last year's figure of just $1
million. City Council secured an additional $13.5 million using a veto-proof majority. The money will go towards additional rental assistance, something Mayor Mike Johnston committed some money to, but not as much as council approved. Council also added $1 million for transportation safety. Other efforts to repurpose police money, forgive medical debt, and grow youth violence prevention services failed. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
In Colorado Springs, community activists are speaking out about the city's plans to build a new police training facility, despite the failure of a ballot measure to help fund the project. Ballot Measure 2A would have let the city keep close to $5 million in Tabor tax refunds for the facility. Chauncey Johnson with the Stop Cop City COS Coalition says the move shows Mayor Yemi Mobilade does not understand the experiences of marginalized communities.
I mean, I just think it's very disappointing that the people said no and you're still going to build it anyway.
The coalition has pushed for more funding for affordable housing and mental health services instead of police training. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver are back near 70 this afternoon, then a chance for rain tomorrow. This is CPR News.